things, big things, man. Big things coming, man. For two nap, two niggas in a pod.
Two Negroes.
And Jimmy.
Jordan McDonald, the wonderful motherfucking unicorn, here at Creek and Cave Studio Live, Austin, Texas, downtown Austin, Texas, 7th Street, Red River. You know the vibes.
I'm Daniel West, and I just watched my special. Holy shit, that's fucking
is that, yeah. You feel weird or what?
I feel good. Yeah,
that's how you're supposed to feel. Per usual. Nigga, if I could sing, I would sing the fuck out of this intro, dog. What the hell? We got the bad man, red man, potato man, Jersey man, married man, producer man, arrogant menace in this bitch, man. Yo, wearing the yellow sweater, man. Is it yellow? Because I got yellow frames. It is yellow, man.
Jordan, if you could sing, what would be your favorite genre of music to sing? Like, what would be your...
Bro, I'd be a cold ass Zydeco singer. I'd be singing the fear, exactly. Be scatting like a motherfucker. Batman of the Year, motherfucking Jimmy Clifford.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
Out here thugging and shit. Big things are happening. Many things happening. Just watch this motherfucking taping special. We just did the fucking first kind of experiment show with the movie, and then having the cast, some of the cast members perform. Yeah, that was like a blur. That was a whole blur.
That was last night.
Yeah, that was
last night.
No, it was the night before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, everything's just going so fast right now. Everything's kind of a blur. So I don't even realize I'd be doing shit, and then shit be getting done, and then I'm like, damn, we did some shit again. But no, we had me, Ty, and Daniel perform comedy, and then we showed the film. So it was like we broke not only the fourth wall, nigga, we broke the fifth wall in this bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck. And that was super tight. The reaction and response to that was incredible, honestly. And so, you know, gonna work to get that into other cities. But we're done, like, kind of like doing like pushy stuff ourselves in Austin. But like, we're in Austin Sketch Fest for April 16th. And then,
aren't we like the only Austin?
We're the only Austin film in Austin Sketch Fest for their short film category.
It's crazy.
Yeah, which is nuts.
I don't know what that means.
Like, it means that we're like the only niggas putting on for Austin, and really the only niggas making comedy films out here. That's what it fucking means. We are the fucking innovators. We are pushing.
We got to represent, yo.
We are fucking Captain Jack Sparrow, Captain Black Sparrow in this bitch, dog. The fuck you mean? We out here pushing the fucking domino forward.
Where's the cognac, dude?
Yeah, where's the cognac? Where's the cognac? Why is all the cognac gone? Yeah. So, it's just moving and grooving, dog. You got the fucking Arrogant Menace in full swing.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be good. I have a... You know,
damn, that mustache is getting fucking thick. Hell
it's
yeah.
It's thick as hell.
Bro, are you going to grow it like a old like cowboy? Like,
dude, I would love that. I don't know why, but I've been having this like reoccurring daydream where I'm just on a horse and I'm like going through a little stream up a hill in the middle of the woods. So I like that.
Hell yeah. You're going to, when once it gets to like that thickness level, you're going to be like, my name's Jimmy Clifford.
Yeah. My name's Jim Clifford.
Sound like a young Sam Elliott out here, dude. Just fucking.
Yeah, listen, a lot of people that are not country like I am, I drive a Dodge.
And I also make my children dodge my fist if you catch my drift. Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, dog. I can see it, bro.
Dude, I would love that.
You fucking cowboy, bro.
Yeah.
You get a black leather jacket, we be leather jacket boys in this bitch. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Just chilling.
Hell yeah. I'm a black cowboy comic book superhero. In the leather jacket boy. You can't stop me. I don't know what my name is yet. Yeah. My usual alter ego is just Juniper Lightning, bro.
Juniper Lightning.
That's a good name.
You know
name.
What I'm saying? Yeah, that's a good name. If I was a wrestler, it'd be Juniper Lightning. If I was a superhero, it'd be Juniper Lightning, I guess.
What would your finishing move be?
It's got to have something to do with lightning, obviously.
Damn. Do you know what would be a cool finishing move? If it was in WWE, right? Mm. And the guy, it's a whole production, so they're in on it. And you get the guy just standing there and he's kind of like dazed. And you go, and then the lights go out.
Yeah.
And then they turn on right as you crack him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And just like they have like lights go out, the lightning bolts go out from the floor. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
like, they could do that. That could work.
Dude, that would be badass.
Yeah. I'm Lightning Kazaki, nigga. That's the
lightning
name of the
Kazaki.
Yeah. Lightning Kazaki. That's the name of the finishing move. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. I don't even know what Kazaki means, but it sounds good. It sounds like something that would have to do with lightning, striking a nigga in the fucking forehead.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah,
dude. Independent wrestling, that this crazy finishes. There's this dude named, I forget his name, but he had a finish where like people would grab his penis and then he would like control them with their penis. Like he'd like wrench it up and then they would be like, ah. And then he'd like turn over and then they'd take a flip.
What the fuck?
And that would be his finishing move was like the penis stretch and flip.
Damn.
And they'd have to touch his penis for, I don't know how they got in that situation, but they did somehow. And then he's like, I got you now, bitch.
That's wild. A finishing move with your pee?
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
What would your finishing move be?
I don't know. I don't even know what my name would be.
Damn, what would your name be?
I guess it would have to be like
Cliff.
The big red dog. The big red dog.
It's all about look too. So you have like the punk look, but also the mustache.
Dude, you know what I would do? I would get the guy on the ground and then I would like get on all fours like a dog, pick my leg up like I'm about to piss on him, but just smack him in the head with my knee.
He's just like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Fuck, yeah.
And then like you can be like,
oh, dude, yeah. If I did just piss on people, I think that'd be such a funny thing to like convince a guy to want to fight me. Like, yeah. Okay, listen, I'm going to win. I'm going to pee on you. He's like, don't pee on me.
That was Rikishi in the stink face, dude. He had to go backstage and be like, so I'm putting my ass in your face? All right.
God.
That's so gross.
Imagine you gotta be like the mother. You're like playing rock, paper, scissors to see who's going to, in a tag team match, you got to see who's going to get the finishing move with Rikishi's ass in your face.
And also, like, the other wrestlers had to sell it. Like, you had to sit there and you had to take it.
Damn, that's...
Yeah, but I mean, weak. You know, he was like, I made sure I claimed myself unless it was somebody I didn't like. Then,
oh,
know.
My God, that's disgusting.
That's some nachos that day.
Imagine just sitting there, it's like, damn, bro, 20,000 people are watching me live about to get my face just smothered in this man who calls himself Rikishi.
Yeah.
In his ass.
Yeah.
And then all the thousands of millions of people tuning in at home that are watching this, too.
Yeah, and people love it. They cheer for that nigga.
Dude, your girl's watching that too. Like,
yeah.
Watching you eat another man's ass.
Your wife and kids. The whole family's just like, damn.
Come home after a loss, you try to kiss your wife. She goes, get the fuck away from me.
You disgust me.
Go brush your
baby,
teeth.
He's clean.
You're going to eat a man's ass and then kiss your wife with that mouth?
Yeah.
Speaking of eating a man's ass, the diddler has goddamn, struck.
Goddamn Diddy got taken
man.
Away.
Man, oh man, and I know what like the internet and people in comments that be saying, oh y'all quick to talk about a black man's downfall. No, but when this comes to sex trafficking and some wild shit and all the wild shit that's been coming out about Diddy, what he did with like, was it Cassidy?
Everybody.
Yeah wait,
everybody
why is that a black man thing? I mean, fucking Dan Schneider's going down for fucking kids, too.
Yeah.
And he didn't even fuck kids.
He was just a piece of
weird
shit.
Scenarios.
And had women massage him on set at a kid show, which is, like, just creepy. But I don't know, like, black Twitter and black Instagram be tripping. But this nigga is, when he was pacing outside the airport in Miami, when I saw that video, I was like, ooh, that's not a I'm chilling pace. That's like, oh, I'm nervous pace. Because one of his drug smugglers got caught too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's,
so he's
it's
dealing
not
drugs.
Good.
That's what he was doing.
Well, no, it was also sex trafficking.
Yeah,
so they
allegedly
got
sex trafficking.
Sex trafficking. They busted into his LA mansion and his Miami mansion. And
And he had slaves there?
I don't know if he had slaves there, but
no.
The lawsuit says he was probably fucking around with minors.
Yeah.
And other sex workers.
And
like
he
that,
jumped on a jet and tried to get to somewhere, but they stopped him in Antigua.
Right?
Well, he wasn't trying to get to Antigua. They stopped him in Antigua. He was trying to get somewhere else where it's like they don't have like
extradition.
Somebody said he might not have been on that plane, though.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. Which, it's looking crazy.
Yeah, if I was Diddy, I'd probably try to get whatever island Russell Simmons on.
Yeah.
Is Russell Simmons on an island?
Yeah, because he's got hella sexual assault cases too, so.
Russell Simmons?
He's in Bali, yeah.
For real?
Yeah, the Def Jam again.
Nigga, what? Fat Farm Russell Simmons?
Yeah.
Nigga, what?
Uncle Ruff, yeah, that nigga, yeah.
Run DMC Russell Simmons? Oh, damn, nigga, fuck,
brother,
for real?
Right? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The one that owned Def Jam.
For real?
You ain't know about this?
No, I didn't know about that.
They had a whole HBO documentary series about that nigga.
What? No, I didn't know about that.
In the 80s, was running wild.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
Shit.
That nigga's in Bali somewhere right now, fucking chilling, trying not to get extradited.
That's crazy. Whoa. Okay, well.
Do you think Diddy goes to jail?
I don't know. It's kind of interesting how he was...
I mean, I feel like if they're raiding your house, then yeah, you probably...
Yeah, he's
probably to be fair, though, they raided Afro Man's house, and he just made a song about it.
Yeah, well, that's Afro Man. Afro Man was just chilling.
And just looking for weed.
Yeah, they didn't even find anything, so I was like,
I don't think he allegedly had...
I don't know. When you get both your cribs raided, you know, and then you try to get on the plane and dip out, or I don't know, man. And then all you people start getting arrested. It's like, oh, that's not a good sign either.
Yeah.
I was running from the cops, and then I got high.
Yeah.
Boy, Diddy dressed as the Joker and was like really living that fucking villain life.
The diddler.
The diddler boy. Yeah.
Do you think he fucked Usher?
There's the video of him at the party with where Kevin Hart is hosting, and he goes, yeah, Usher, you know, he used to spend the night with me when he was 10 years old. You know, we wake up and wrestle over Frosted Flakes. Like, nigga, what?
Yeah.
Usher went to Diddy camp.
I heard a verse when he was a kid. The other day that Diddy put out with Usher on the track. I forget what song it is. But Diddy's verse made it seem like he was talking about Usher. And like, he was like, we were so close, you was like my brother or something like that. And he was like, his verse is about a girl, but you could take this as like, he's talking about Usher in this verse.
Man, all that Hollywood shit is weird, man. I don't know. Them niggas are OD. But yeah, Usher went to Diddy camp when he was like 10, 13 years old.
Diddy camp is hilarious.
Yeah, that's what they call it. And he was staying the night at Diddy's house, a grown man, when he was just a little kid.
I Need a Girl Part 2 is the song.
And also, he's probably doing weird shit with the Biebs, too. I don't know.
Yeah, poor Bieber.
If you're doing weird shit like that, nigga, I'm not going to feel bad for you if your shit like gets caught up, niggas. They don't give a fuck.
About Bieber?
No, I'm gonna care. Like, if all the shit about Diddy is true, nigga, fuck Diddy. Like,
yeah, fuck Diddy. But yeah, I feel bad for the kids. Yeah, that
I 100% feel terrible about that.
Jordan's like, he got a release deal.
Yeah, yeah. Became one of the biggest stars of all time. So.
The diddler has struck again, boy. The diddler, that man's wild. That's crazy. No, I don't ever want to be that famous. Fuck that. No.
Famous enough where you have to fuck kids?
Yeah.
Or
no,
you get to?
No.
I mean, famous enough to where, like, anybody in a picture with Diddy's, like, being looked at now. People were trying to, like, Jay-Z's next. And it was like, damn, what did he do?
Yeah, what did Jay-Z do? Yeah.
That's the question. What did Jay-Z do?
Yeah. They're just like, well, he's in a picture with Diddy, so who knows? It's like, come on.
No, that shit is weird. Because everybody talks about the Diddy parties, too.
Yeah.
Everybody be like, yeah, Diddy parties be wild.
Everybody was there, too.
Damn. Yeah. That's not a good look. See? Mm-mm.
So.
What? Man, I wonder what happens in the human brain where it's like, I'm rich and famous as fuck now. Instead of having sex with a full-grown adult, let's go trafficking some children.
It also just like, when you have so much money, I don't know why people keep doing all this stuff to get more money. Like, you can get... If you're Diddy, you have enough legitimate money that you can make a ton of more money legitimately. Why go even for the trafficking?
Yeah.
It's weird. Because you probably get bored. I don't know.
Even know if he was doing the trafficking or if he was just...
Buying them?
Yeah. He was, you know, just a consumer of the trafficking.
Ew.
Which to me, that's what it reads like, is he's a consumer in the trafficking and shit like that. Not necessarily he's doing it.
Man.
But, you know, that's...
Do you think at any point Diddy was like, dude, I could have saved so much money if I just bought Nickelodeon?
Oh my God.
You can fuck these kids as much as you want. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
They're not going to care until 20, 30 years later.
So did you see the Quiet on Set documentary?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You watched it? You watched it too?
I watched two episodes of it. Yeah.
Two episodes.
Did you watch all of it?
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Terrible. Horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But I have some thoughts.
Okay.
When the, like, is it me or the first episode was like those two female writers are like, can you believe they made us share a salary. I didn't even get my own parking space. And Drake Bell's like, I got sodomized for like 3 years. And she's like, yeah. Back to me, boy. Yeah. Women have it hard. I had to pretend to get butt fucked while doing a pitch because the creator of the show said it was funnier. And here's the thing. Is that sexual harassment? 100%. Is it funnier? Yes, it is. Everything is funnier if you pretend to get butt fucked while you do it. If I give my review of the movie Quiet on Set while getting butt fucked, I think it was a good movie, but it just kind of, like, it's funnier, dude. Yeah.
No, but to your point, though, like, the things that they were complaining about and the things that happened to Drake are, like,
like, yeah, come on. Exponentially different.
That's why I make a point to go, like, Dan Snyder didn't fuck any of these kids. He just, like, he just put them in weird scenarios. Drake actually got fucked.
Drake got, like, also, do they really need to go into all the details? Like he said, Drake clearly didn't want to go into it and say what happened.
But you know,
and then like, right afterwards, they just put the words sodomize.
Well, because when he first said it, I thought, oh, did he just wake up and dude was sucking his dick or something like that? And then he kind of expounded, like, by Nia saying, what the fuck happened? I was like, okay.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Also, Josh is Josh Peck, right? And the guy that kept raping Drake is named Brian Peck.
Yeah, his last name is Peck.
They're not related, but
I know. That's rough. Still, that's probably fucked with Drake a little bit. Because think about it. In the courtroom, he has to go, and then Mr. Peck had sex with Mr. Bell. And you're like, I didn't see that episode.
And they kind of like look.
Drake's getting butt fucked by Josh. Yeah. And then Megan opens the door. Megan!
Oh my God.
No, nah, but Josh kind of looks like Brian Peck a little bit. That's why I'm like, are these niggas related?
Yeah. That shit was weird.
That might have had to fuck with Drake a little bit. Just like, I want to punch this nigga in the face. And
it was just weird. I was like, damn, Mr. Pickle was giving his pickle too much.
Did you remember Mr. Pickle?
Yeah, dude.
I didn't remember him at all. I never watched all that. I was more of a Drake and Josh kid and like iCarly.
I wanted to be in all that so bad, and I'm so glad my parents didn't let me chase my dreams.
Also, isn't it weird how, like, I remember Drake and Josh being pretty sexual in the sense of, like, Drake was making out with girls all Drake the time.
Yeah.
It was, like, alluding that he was fucking them. Like, he'd come out of a room and they'd all be disheveled hair and everything.
I mean, it was teenagers, so.
Yeah, but I think looking back on it, you're right. That is weird for a kid's show.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they were teenagers. What else are they going to be doing?
Yeah, but they said the show was from 6 years. It was supposed to be from 6 years old to 14.
Who?
That's the audience.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, that is true. I fucking loved Drake and Josh. I was a Nickelodeon kid for real. Because I like Nickelodeon better than Disney. Yeah.
I like both of them.
Yeah.
I like the shows. I feel like they both had their runs of who was on top.
Disney had hotter girls for sure. Dude, I was young when they were young girls. I can say that. Yeah. Like
Young Raven, fucking.
Well, I wouldn't go Raven, but like.
Oh, Young Raven.
Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez.
I did have a crush on Miley.
Who's Demi Lovato? Like, these are all Disney girls, and they're all smoke shows. Like, you know, Demi Lovato.
Before that, Kim Possible, the chick that played Kim Possible, the sister from Eva Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Raven's friend and fucking Chelsea and. Yeah.
I specifically remember being like, dude, Demi does it for me. And Demi's still hot. Like, you know, she's
I'll take they, them Demi over a lot of chicks.
Yeah, dude. They, them Demi was hot, bro.
Well, she's complaining about low-fat cookies in the fucking cashier aisle. Have you ever just like looked at Demi's escapades of like when she went off on tangents?
No, dude. When she went crazy, she said some stupid shit. Someone said, what's your favorite dish? She goes, probably a mug because it keeps your hand cool and your drink hot. They're like, no, we meant like your favorite meal, dumbass.
I mean, she's got a point. I don't know.
For one, a mug is a cup. It's not a dish.
Oh, you put it in the dishwasher.
Yeah, some people put fleshlights in the dishwasher. That doesn't make it a dish. I wouldn't eat off of it.
Yeah, eat some cereal out of it. Not out of the
fucking gross.
That reminds me of the Fresh Prince episode where they were playing the game show, and he goes, what's the capital of Ohio? And he goes, the capital is O.
The capital of O, Bob.
And he goes, he's not wrong.
I think probably the funniest joke, and I don't know why, but I think of it probably at least once a month, was from iCarly, and they put like a big sign up to promote iCarly on the highway, but it like it started raining and it fizzled out, and so certain letters stayed and certain letters didn't, and it just said pee on Carl. That's all the sign said. And Spencer, the brother, gets arrested, and Carly goes to bail him out, and it's a cop, and she goes, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience, officer. Carl. So dumb. I think about it all the time.
That's funny.
What the hell are you going to tell people to go pee on Carl?
They had great jokes in Drake and Josh and iCarly. Like,
yeah.
Them shits was funny as hell. Fucking Crazy Steve.
Yeah.
And, that was iCarly's brother in Drake and Josh.
Fucking, what was the donut, the bagel on a stick?
Yeah.
That was probably dirty too, wasn't it?
Probably. Oh, yeah. I like the.
But also, if you were an adult, like you're writing these kids' jokes all the time, don't you kind of want to slip in at 31 for the parents or no?
I mean, yeah, that's what
like
they would
do. If the kids
do.
Don't know.
Nah, but these aren't. I wouldn't say these are shows that parents are watching with their kids.
Drake and Josh,
bro,
I think,
my,
for
my
sure
dad
were.
Used to watch
for
all
sure
that shit.
Were.
The,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this isn't fucking Blue's Clues. I mean, this
but
is.
My mom would describe my dad as juvenile.
Okay.
So.
Like, yeah, you was thinking
all
like,
that shit with us.
My bro. Parents, like, my father would watch anything that wasn't like football or like an action movie.
No,
it's a man's man right
think,
there.
Think yeah. about all like the shit that was like fucking in Powerpuff Girls and fucking Johnny Bravo and stuff, too. Like
Johnny Bravo was wild.
Yeah. Well, Powerpuff Girls was wild. The fucking secretary, the mayor's secretary with the big legs and the red hair.
Yeah.
Didn't show her face. It was all body and legs.
Yeah. It was all body.
Body. Well, yeah. My pops used to watch that with us. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, Powerpuff Girl. I want to see that.
Yeah. But they always have like sexual innuendo jokes in fucking
like,
Pixar movies.
I don't think that that's wrong. I mean, yeah, you shouldn't be filming a 12-year-old girl getting a cum shot on her face,
yeah.
But like,
yeah, no, that was
you
weird.
Can do it without being that bad.
Yeah,
yeah,
but I feel like it makes more sense in like big movies where if we're taking our kids to the movies, there's parents there with them taking them to the movies.
My
so,
mom
yeah, put something in there for the parents.
My mom hates the show Full House because we just watched it so often as a kid. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, you have to watch what your kids are watching. Even if you're not like in, you know, let's say you're cooking dinner and you can hear them listening to it in the other room. Like you know what's going on.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then your kids are getting into way worse shit.
Oh, yeah.
Did I ever tell you the funniest thing my brother ever did was I one time walked in on him and it was like I walked in like he got caught and he was watching videos of surveillance footage of guys getting away with the gas station robberies.
Yeah. Studying their ways.
Yeah, no, yeah, I get that. I get that.
Like, if I have to sit through my kid's TV show and it just sucks, and it's like, there's no, like, the writer didn't do it for me at all.
Yeah.
I'm be like, can we get some more pedophiles on this set, please? Nah. Like, this show sucks.
I like to believe that when I have a kid, I'm dictating what they're watching. So that I'm going to dictate their fucking. Like they won't be.
What does that mean? You're going
to
dictate what they
expose
watching.
Them to. Like,
he's only
going to.
He's only going to watch. Let him watch early 2000s wrestling.
Yeah,
just, that's it.
Like,
dude.
They're going to watch.
Good fucking luck.
I'm telling you, it's going to work. It's going
to
work.
There's no way that you're going to be able to even determine what they watch. Are they not? You're not going to give them like an iPad or anything?
I'll try not to. I don't think so. I wouldn't want to do that.
No, because here's the thing. If you don't give your kid an iPad, then you have to fucking talk to the little asshole.
Hey,
who wants to do that?
I will talk to my kid. I'm going to like curate their fucking art life.
Really?
Like their first movie. Like my first movie I remember watching was fucking Bad Boys 1.
It's great.
Yeah.
It was rated R at the time, wasn't
it? Yeah. Yeah, it was rated R, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a great first movie to watch.
See, like I'll introduce my kids to that kind of stuff, but like also... Like, can you just go in the other room and watch some gas station robberies or something?
Yeah, I want my kid to be like this snobby movie ass. So actually, this is the greatest movie of all time.
You call it film or cinema.
Yeah,
me and my father, we love going to the cinema. God.
Me and my father, Sir Daniel West.
Dude, my kids are going to have an accent, probably.
Like a wild one too.
It's gonna be fucking annoying. I'm just gonna be like, no, it's coffee, asshole. Your mother doesn't know what she's talking about.
That was Jersey Australian accent. Yeah. That'd be crazy.
All right, mom. Time to go down to the fucking store. Yeah, I don't know. Dude, I think that, like, we all think parenting and doing all that stuff is going to be much easier than it is. Oh, I think it's going to be fucking difficult. I think you're going to be tired all the time. And I think you're going to be like, leave me alone. The one thing I'm curious about, and I don't know how I'll figure this out, but like, I kind of want to know when I have a son, when he hits like 15, I want to know what his porn categories are.
Oh, you know what
I mean? Because it's like, I think that determines how I did as a parent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
what if he's not watching any?
If he's not watching porn?
Yeah.
I killed it, dude. I made my own little serial killer and it's going to be good. But like, you know.
But then, like, by the time, like, he's 15, like, porn's going to be in a whole different category of, like, extreme, probably.
Yeah, AI is going to be crazy by
then. Bro. It's going to be wild. He's like, actually, Dad, put this on. He's going to give you, like, a VR set.
Yeah.
And he's like, Jimmy's put this around your waist, Dad.
Porn back in my day was just, you fuck her and come on her face. Now you got to get swallowed up somehow in a vortex.
I remember when we had to open multiple tabs. You don't even know. Yeah. You don't even know the difficulty of opening multiple tabs. We had
to look over our shoulder, hide it really quick.
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
He's like, dude, Dad, you've never fucking came like this, like, ever before, dude. Trust me, dude. Yeah, because it's going to be like Ready Player One. They're going to have, like, pants things to put on that you're going to really be able to feel. Yeah, you're going to feel it. It's going to be crazy.
That's gross.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen. You know it's going to happen.
Because then you can choose who you feel it as and shit.
Yeah, bro.
Dudes who finally feel what being a girl is like during sex.
That would be so funny, though. Like, it's like... You know how you lose the remote all the time? Who lost the dildo? Where is it under the... What do you mean? Of course I checked under the couch.
It's going to be like that Black Mirror episode, that Striking Vikers. Where them niggas playing games and started having sex. And the dude that was the girl was like, yo, I need this shit. You don't know what it feels like.
That was wild. And then at the end he was like, shit, well then kiss me, man. He was like, what? Kiss me, man. Fucking Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, yeah. And then they kissed each other and they were like, I guess we're not gay after all. It's like, I don't feel it at all.
But then went back playing the game.
And the fact that he did that with Nicole Barr is a shame. Yeah. That woman is too beautiful for you to be cheating virtually.
Virtually?
She's crazy. That woman is beautiful.
That's what it's going to get to. That's what it's going to get, especially with like the new Apple Vision. Like, you already know there's niggas that own that shit that have just... put themselves into a whole world of disgusting smut.
Yeah.
And it's just like, ugh. Once they get the suits down, oh, they're going to start selling them at sex shops.
I think that's got to be the worst thing for your kid to be, right? If your kid's just a fucking pervert.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that's, he's not gay, but he just can't stop fisting his own ass. God damn.
Yeah.
I should have let you... get an iPad earlier.
No, that's why you have a kid and then you like go and like, fuck it, we living on a farm now. We're not gonna have any internet. You're not.
Do you think you're better off for being on the farm?
Fuck, 100%. 100%, dog. 100%. Cause like, I don't know, like when I meet like niggas that like complain about doing work that's like really not like hard work, I'm like, oh, y'all are just lazy cause y'all aren't like farm kids. Like, I was fucking mixing concrete when I was 8 years old and shit.
Sure.
And building fence and welding shit. And doing shit like that. And it's like, man, fuck this. But that's why my parents did it. They're like, we want you to know what this is. So you're like, hey, I don't want to do that shit.
Yeah.
But nigga, 18 years of doing that shit, fucking, you know, 16 years of doing that shit, it was like, what the fuck? Fuck throwing around feed and all that bullshit. Yeah. But now I know what hard work is. And so it's like, oh, if I like work hard at something like comedy, that's not really like
work.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I totally
it's just
get
more
that.
Focus and discipline. But if I grew up in the city, I probably wouldn't be like as cool as I am. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah, you think you would be less cool in the city?
Yeah, because some people like grow up in the city, they're just like, oh, like, I don't know. Nigga, living on a farm is tight.
I don't want to live in the city with my kids because I feel like, how can I put this? I don't trust teachers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like they would teach my kids some stupid shit and I'm not smart enough argue it. You know what I mean?
I ain't have smart teachers in the country neither, just because I had smart parents. You know what I'm saying? My parents are real red and shit.
So. Yeah, but my kids will come home from school, public school in inner city Austin, and then be like, words are violence. Yeah. I'm like, I'll show you fucking violence.
Yeah, my girl wants to homeschool.
Dude, yes.
So high school. And I was like, I'd rather do it until middle school or something.
Well, that's the thing, dude. Honest to God, I'm the only problem with homeschool is it makes the kids fucking weirdos.
Exactly.
All
it makes
of
them socially
friends,
awkward. They don't know how to talk.
I want my kid to have
people.
A social. I don't want this nigga to be.
But I think that's the importance of sports. I think you put him in sports early.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But it's like, look at JT Kelly. That man's hilarious, but he's a fucking weirdo. Okay, you never have a conversation with JT Kelly, and you're like, this guy's fucking acclimated to society.
I love JT.
He has a fucking tattoo of, what's her name? Who was that chick that was kidnapped? You know the girl that was kidnapped from Pacific Northwest, I think? She's the most famous kidnapping.
Oh, the blonde hair?
Yeah, what's her name?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. She went on the school trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a tattoo of her?
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. That's crazy. For what?
He thought it was funny.
All right.
Or Greg DePaul was another homeschool kid. And I love Greg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can see Greg being a homeschool.
Yeah. Nah.
Clearly, you guys missed the section on eye contact in the homeschool curriculum.
Yeah, I was just like, we could at least do the elementary years, get the basics in. Yeah. But middle school, I need that nigga in school learning.
Well, I think the best part about homeschool is I feel like it actually incentivizes kids to enjoy learning.
Yeah.
And I like learning. I feel like I learn a lot.
Well, that's if you have good parents to homeschool the kids.
Yeah.
You know, because in Sherman, I knew some homeschool kids, and them niggas were at Walmart wearing fucking onesie dinosaur PJs to and fucking dirty Nikes, and it was like, oh, this is, yeah.
Yeah, that's the parent right there.
That's the parents, yeah.
Get this nigga some regular clothes.
Yeah.
I had a friend.
Kegel and shit.
Friend from high school. He transferred into my high school freshman year, and he was homeschooled all before that. And his name is James, but he goes by Dirty James because the teacher on the first day goes, guys, please introduce, say hello to James. James, why don't you introduce yourself to the class? And he goes, hey. My name's Dirty James, which is dirty because I like my women like I like my underwear. Dirty. The fuck is this guy, dude?
We're in the ninth grade. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm just trying to fucking finger fuck people. I don't know what I'm doing. But honestly, one of the funniest, coolest dudes I've ever met in my life.
Oh. Dirty James.
Yeah, Dirty James.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, homeschool, I think it's it seems awesome, except they're going to be fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't want the weirdo.
Oh my god, dude! Should we just open a tune app school?
Tune app school. Hey, little niggas, we gonna teach you about life.
Jordan would be like, lesson number one: the walk. How do you walk?
Yeah. You walk into your room with your head up high, little motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, Jordan just becomes his dad. Yeah, he starts hiding around. Yeah. They turn the corner. He jumps up and puts him against the wall.
Hey, you gotta be ready. You gotta be ready. Shit, don't cry. Don't cry now.
They all start growing out the hair.
Crying will get you killed. Hell yeah. No, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be, I'm 44, and then I'm gonna just travel around the world with this little nigga, right? I'm gonna just show you the world.
Well, Jordan, you're definitely gonna be the cool uncle. For sure.
Yeah, I'm already the cool uncle. It's the shit. My niece be always like, why you smell like that? Shut up. shut the hell up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm here, right? I'm here, right? Goddamn. Yeah.
I can just see me and Daniel 10 years from now. We're both married. We have kids. We're at the park. And our kids are they both have a wiffle ball bat in their hands, and they're just hitting each other in the head like this. And we're just sitting there tired watching. And then Jordan pulls up and he's like, dude, I had a crazy night last night. And we're just both go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Fucking spaceships and alien nigga, fuck out of here.
You know what I had to do last night? A lesson plan, because when I was 27, I thought homeschool would be a good idea.
Yeah. Gotta get ready for fucking finals tomorrow, you fucking son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, I like that all the homies are having kids and shit, too, because it's like, bro, we ain't uncles and shit. It's like, oh, what's up, little motherfucker? Yeah, I'm your uncle and shit. Yeah, you ain't know you had an uncle look like me, nigga. Yeah. And you get to be like the deadbeat, like, but not being a deadbeat.
Yeah.
You know, because the uncle, you just show up when you want to show up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be the dad and just show up when you want to show up.
It's so cool being an uncle, dude. Because my sister and my mom keep up with my niece and nephew like crazy. They talk to them every day. And I show up in Houston when I show up in Houston. Every time it's like, Uncle D.
Oh, shit. Uncle Jordan's here. Uncle Jordan's here. Ooh, yeah. I was like, shit, hell yeah. I know your mom about to go take it out to eat.
I think them niggas gonna forget about me and shit. They be like, Uncle D. I was like, oh, shit, what's up,
yo? No, it's great because then, like, you get the good food too because you're there. So it's like a celebration or whatever. So it's like, I get fed too. Y'all get fed. I get fed. We hanging out and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm almost smell like weed. They be like, why you smell like that? I'm like, hey, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Uncle JB out here doing shit. You know what I'm saying? And we'd be eating and then having a good time. And then I'm like, all right, peace. I'll see y'all niggas in a few months.
Yeah,
dog. That's why I'm doing this Tuesday, baby. Hey, what's up? Yeah. We gonna go eat? All right, cool. Yeah, peace. Yeah.
Plus, I feel like you can give advice as an uncle that you couldn't give as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bad advice and good advice. It's great. Your teacher don't know shit, all right?
There are certain things that I wish someone told me. Like, high school girls don't like it when you put two in the pink and one in the stink. Like, that seemed to be a big thing I remember in high school, being like, I have to remember this. Like, there was a rhyme for it. You know what I mean? But they do not want to get fucking double plugged when you're watching, you know, Pacific Rim in the movie theater.
Yeah, that's true. My parents always told me, ain't no such thing as a pretty bitch in high school. And I always, like, remember that.
There's no such thing as a pretty girl in high school?
Yeah.
Why?
Is he reminding himself that?
Yeah. No.
That's what they used to tell me. Like, yeah, no, wait till you get to college. That's where the real fine women are.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah. Pretty much, like, don't get caught up with some stupid girl in high school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get caught up with. But my other siblings took that, like, all right, after high school, I'm going to get that person pregnant.
just wait.
Yeah.
The same girl I was looking at, just wait one more year, she's gonna be fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. Nah, being single in your 30s is pretty tight though. I kind of fuck with it because it's like, now I'm like, I'm so focused in and holding in, I'm moving and shit, moving and grooving, and I don't know what it's like.
Is there anyone from high school that you're like, I want to have sex with them?
No fuck no,
not those even one
losers. No.
Even like just to like do it for younger Jordan.
All right. Yeah. Now that I think
there we go. There we go.
One that popped up. I won't say.
You have to say her name. But
yeah.
What made her good?
Cause bro, she was like, I went to a very like white high school and she was the only Asian, one of the only Asian girls in the school, and she was so fine.
Okay.
She's probably still fine. Yeah. She was like smart as fuck too, and like I know she's probably not pregnant and stuff, and isn't like a single baby mama and shit. Because most of the girls in Montgomery High School, they probably single baby mamas from my class. Hell yeah.
Woo!
Rock and roll. Hell yeah. No, I went to a country ass high school. The football team there got in trouble like some years after I graduated for hazing because they were putting broomsticks up each other's asses.
Yeah,
that's Montgomery, Texas.
That is track behavior.
Yeah.
So would you ever go to like a reunion?
Only if I'm like mad rich.
How rich?
Just richer than them.
Yeah, which I feel like doesn't sound like that rich. Sounds like you're there. You know what I mean?
No, I'd have to. I'd want to like pull up in a helicopter. If I can afford a helicopter, rich.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Private helicopter, pull up. It's like, who's that? I just step out and shit. Yeah, I want some doves and shit to fly out for whatever reason. Yeah. Fucking, I'm going to just buy the doves for that occasion, too. I'll never, ever use doves in my life again, except to stunt my 20-year high school reunion. Because I did the 10-year one, but it was like during pandemic and shit. And I was like, I'm not about to go see you fucking.
Yeah, my 10-year is this year.
This year? You going to it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You should.
Maybe. I don't know. Hey, because they
shouldn't get blackout drunk.
And get blackout drunk.
Yeah, just get blackout drunk there. Fuck that. It, whatever.
No, no.
Like, yo, Daniel's a dog, damn.
No, no, I wouldn't do that at all.
I think it's funny when people, like, do things to stunt at the reunion.
Yeah.
But I think I would want to go the opposite way. I think I would dress really down and I would just tell everyone that my life is going really poorly because it's not.
Yeah.
And like, then they won't fucking bother you anymore.
No. I'm stunting at the high school reunion and then I'm gonna like leave early, but on my helicopter, I'm gonna make a whole scene.
Are you gonna fly the helicopter?
Hell yeah. Fucking why not? I'm like, scoot over, Captain.
You pull a Jordan Belfort.
It'd be so crashing, and that would be the end of Jordan right there. Just
I'm gonna survive. I'm gonna have a parachute. You're just gonna see me floating down. I was like, how do you do it? Then I'm gonna have a driver pull up, and then we're gonna skirt off like that.
Like
it's gonna be
James
great.
Bond mission or something.
Yeah, bro. We're pretty much gonna coordinate a Michael Bay scene at my 20-year high school reunion. Hell yeah, I'm gonna be Black James Bond. It's gonna be so fucking dope.
So you graduated in 2014?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did 15. I don't think I'm gonna go to a 10-year. I don't think we do it though. 10-year reunion? I don't think so.
Oh, really?
I think, doesn't everybody do a 10-year, right?
I don't know.
Well, it's based on the class body, whatever, like the president and all
that. Oh, people that still give a fuck about
this. Yeah. Have to keep up with that shit, so.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's usually like the organization of the year before you reaches out to them niggas after and go, hey, this is what we did. Bam. At least that's how our school did it.
I feel like I see everybody that I want to still see.
Yeah.
The only thing is like who got fat. You know what I mean? I want to know who got fat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't talk to anybody or see anybody from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, y'all are. I like after I graduated, I pretty much unfriended everybody on Facebook that I went to high school with. I was like, man, fuck y'all.
And well,
like
I'm on my own.
Like I was. Like
I have one homie that I still see like once a year.
And like I was a theater kid, so all of my like closest friends were either above me or below me. So it was like. The friends I had the same year as me, I still talk to this day. So I was like, I don't really need to go to a fucking 10-year reunion for my age. Unless I know certain people from above or below are going to be there. So,
yeah.
Have you seen our cyber attack online by the person that sent me the text?
Hmm?
I showed Jimmy.
Wait, that was a cyber attack?
Yeah. It's a cyber attack against the 2NAT brand, dog. I don't know if it reads for it or against it. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I showed Jimmy while you were watching your special.
Okay.
Jimmy, would you call it a cyber attack? I would call it a cyber attack.
She's not thrilled with us, to tell you that.
Yeah. Read.
You should text her and say, hey, can you comment? It'll help.
Can you leave a comment?
Work in progress. This painting narrates the agony of the beauty. This painting narrates the agony of a beautiful unicorn who I mercilessly drowned in alcohol for 2 months and stripped away his magic. For the full story of Jordan the Unicorn heroic survival, please tune into Tune Up Show podcast.
Yeah.
Where he shares his experience and offers survivability tips to future victims. Babe, I admire your courage. This is...
It's awesome, right?
That's a nice...
it's a great painting, though. It's an incredible painting. No, she's an incredible painter. But this is like just... It's crazy to me that... man, I be chilling. That's the thing. I be chilling.
Yeah.
I told y'all why she hit me up, because she was out with her friends, and they were like, oh, my God, we saw this comedian. He was hilarious, and it was me, because I'm hilarious, and I'm a great stand-up comedian. Come to a show. And then she started texting me, and I was like, okay, I'll text back to be cordial and friendly, but now it's like... The fuck did I do? You hit me up, nigga. The fuck?
Yeah.
But now I'm getting pretty cool paintings, and I think her next series is supposed to be about unicorns. Yeah, she's been shouting me out on Instagram.
So she's using you for her art too. So bam.
Yeah, it's pretty tight. Yeah, I think it's pretty even.
I would be like, yo, I helped you out, bitch.
Yeah, I was like, yo,
them paintings before that were trash. So like, you're welcome.
I'm like, yo, can I like get the painting though?
Hopefully you can sell some of those and bring some money to your country, bitch. Them niggas are struggling.
This nigga Daniel taking crazy shots.
Hey, we sending all our money over there, yo. We get your own fucking.
They just had a terrorist attack in Russia. And four niggas that went into that concert.
Oh, so you have people fighting back and hit the head.
Yeah. They shot up a whole bunch of people that captured them niggas though. But yeah. I'm not that smart, so. But I just know, oh shit, some shit happening in Russia. And I'm getting cyber attacked by a Russian. This is crazy. Hey, man. Art reflects life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But isn't that like, bro, I'm just like chilling with it. What did I do, man?
She wants you back, bro. She wants that unicorn back.
Baby, come back.
Yeah, that's what
she
wants.
You can blame it all on me. Yeah, but see, that's that city boy shit, dog. Come on now. Paint some more paintings for me, love.
You know who I've been thinking about a lot
recently?
This just
strokes my ego. Uh-huh, yeah.
And I think it's probably, I'm going to make a hot take.
Mm-hmm. Hot take?
Top three coolest black dudes of all time.
God, first of all.
Jesus Christ. Coolest black dudes. I think Denzel is on there.
Denzel for sure.
Denzel
is on there. Coolest black dudes.
I would say Jimi, because he was...
Jimi Hendrix, that's a good
Jimi
one.
Hendrix. Okay, yeah.
The one I'm saying, Bill Withers.
Yeah.
Dude, so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy was like the fucking man.
Because you use me up.
Just the two of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made like really chill, cool ass cool. music.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody can...
Everyone likes it.
When I look at you. Everything's all right.
Who's
top
three cool
you.
White dudes?
Mm.
I would say Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Nah, dude.
No, Steve Jobs was not cool.
Notoriously unchill behind the scenes.
Notoriously unchill.
I think we got to go Jack Black.
Okay, yeah, Jack Black. Yeah. Bill Murray.
Bill Murray's a great one, for
sure.
Keanu Reeves.
Do Italians count?
Not to me, they don't.
I was going to say either like Pacino or De Niro, like prime.
No, movies. They're fun, but they're not cool.
Einstein. I think it was kind of cool. He smashed Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
She was just giving it up for everybody.
Yeah,
she?
Bro.
If you were just prominent back then. She
yeah,
was
bro.
Like,
I mean, you're Einstein. Like, you're the guy that everyone says the word. Like, your name is synonymous with genius.
Yeah.
You know, what is this guy, Einstein?
Yeah.
You know?
So you think Einstein had...
Einstein was the Harvey Weinstein of knowledge. I feel like Harvey is synonymous
that's
for
a hot take.
Rape.
That's a hot take.
So he was just
take.
Raping knowledge.
Yeah, he was like, bro, I have so much knowledge.
But do you think Einstein had game to like get pussy like that?
He fucked his cousin. I feel like that's got to be difficult.
Or it could maybe. Be really easy. All right, so Jack Black.
Keanu Reeves. Keanu has to be in there. He's too cool not to.
He just got cool, though.
No. He's been cool forever.
No.
He's been cool forever.
Early Keanu was like, everybody looked at him like, this nigga sucks at acting. He's not a good actor. And then up until John Wick, it was like, all right, he's pretty cool.
No one thinks John Wick is a good acting movie. Like, he's not a good actor.
Yeah, but he does a good job with what he's supposed to do then. Like, from John Wick till now, everybody looks at Keanu is like, all right, he's pretty cool.
Dude, I liked Keanu since The Matrix, since The Replacements.
Really? Mm-hmm, I guess.
I mean, there are so many... Like, his PR person is awesome. Because there's
Jim
so
Carrey.
Many good... Yeah,
Jim
Carrey.
Cool,
but Jim Carrey, here's the thing. He is annoying.
Nah, Jim Carrey's cool.
No, dude. Have you seen Jim and Andy, the documentary?
Yeah,
early Jim Carrey's.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Yeah. But yeah. I feel like that's early Jim Carrey, though.
Yeah.
Okay, but, like, we're talking about, you know...
All right, Adam Sandler.
Sandler's up there for sure.
Yeah.
Sandler's
yeah.
cool as shit.
Yeah, Sandler's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so fucking cool. I agree.
Yeah, he's the Sandman.
Sandman. Yeah, dude, Keanu's just fucking, he's the fucking dog. I mean, you know, he...
I feel like Keanu's like a little bit sad, though.
Well, yeah, his wife and daughter died.
He's sad. Yeah, you know.
In real life?
He had a wife, yeah.
Dang.
She died.
Yeah.
I think it was like an accident or something.
All right. Top three coolest dwarves.
Peter Dinklage. Wee Man.
What's the black dude from Tony?
Wee Man is definitely
Beetlejuice.
Cool as fuck.
What's
Beetlejuice?
What? What's the black dude from Tony?
From Bad Santa?
Yeah. That
yeah, he one. Seems cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been rewatching the Jackass movies. Wee Man is awesome.
Yeah.
Wee Man's hilarious.
Wee Man looks like a thumb.
Yeah.
Wee Man, he does.
Yo, Wee Man was at WrestleMania a couple years ago and had one of the best moments at
really?
WrestleMania. Yeah, it was Johnny Knoxville versus Sami Zayn. And they had, it was like just a nonsense match. They had all the fucking jackass things around. And then Wee Man comes out of nowhere, beats up Sami Zayn, and does the Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant body slam to Sami Zayn. It was fucking, nice. Everybody was like, holy shit, this is fucking fantastic. Yeah.
Damn, we need to go to wrestling school.
Yeah.
Dude, Dean knows a guy.
Oh, yeah, in college. I think it's College Station. It's Brian. Yeah, Brian College Station.
Okay, but there also Goldust has a gym up in Georgetown.
What? Yeah. Goldust does? The Goldust?
Dustin Rhodes, yeah.
What? Dustin Rhodes. Damn. Fucking two-nap sketch? Wrestling sketch?
Wrestling sketch.
That'd be great.
Hell yeah. We gotta get beat up by three women.
Okay.
Yeah, three women wrestlers. You know?
Yeah, I'll take body slams.
Yeah, I'll take body slams. Yeah, oh, dog. I just have Jimmy get thrown into me and Daniel.
Yeah.
Oh, this is not reparations. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, wrestling school.
I wanted to talk about some shit you commented on the other day. It was this photo.
Oh,
God.
You seen this?
Yeah.
Yeah. The comedian with the swastikas on his chest and his nipples.
Just makes Austin look bad.
It makes it look terrible. I did leave a comment on that.
What'd you say?
What exactly did I say? I said this comic is only an open mic comic. He doesn't actually book shows out here. And something else.
Yeah, I live in Austin. This comic only does open mics, doesn't actually book showcases in or out of the city. There's a lot of lurches and gremlins in the scene. He is one of them, but they don't actually work. It's all bad mics they do.
Yeah.
Bop, bop, bop. Yeah.
But I bop, bow. Yeah. Because it's like,
he's not one of us.
Yeah. Because it's on the black comedy page in Facebook. Yeah. So it's like a lot of black fans that see that. Then they're like, damn, nigga, fuck going to Austin. And it's like, no, like, come out here, get this stage time, especially if you're black. They'll book you because they need token black people.
And then you got like the people that are going, well, it's actually not the swastika. It's the Indian symbol for it. And I'm like, motherfucker, that's not
that bitch ass nigga knew what he was doing.
Bro, that, no, but that is the exact same argument as saying like, whoa, I'm not a pedophile. I'm a hebophile. Yeah,
exactly. It's fucking stupid.
It's gross. It's fucking weird. I don't know. It's like, oh, y'all can't get laughs any other way. So you think like, it just shows like, oh, you're a fucking weak comic and not really a comic. And it's like, you're going for the lowest hanging fruit that there is. You're not even telling a joke. You just have like swastikas painted on your body, and it's like your brown ancestors are probably looking at you like you're an idiot because you are.
And it's like, because I was talking to my girl about this, and she was like, "Well, it does represent something else." But I was like, "It does, but I think the Nazis are more recent, and then they've done more in recent mind with that symbol than
their branding was incredible.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Incredible branding.
And clearly, you're not doing that for educational purposes. You're clearly doing it for a response, to be a provocateur. It's like if you do that in a room full of Jewish people, you can't go, oh, no, it's the Indian symbol. It's like, get the fuck out of here, bro. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're doing this for a response.
Incredible marketing, though, on behalf of Nazi Germany, though.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Dude, they were the first viral social media.
Yeah, they really were.
Yeah.
They're the OG.
We have to worry about the brand. What does these symbols say when it's, we see it?
What about this symbol? Oh, isn't that the Indian symbol? Just turn it.
Just
45
turn.
Degrees. 45 degrees. Oh, yes.
Fucking Hitler coming in. Oh, yes, it's perfect. That was my German accent. That was my Hitler accent.
Yeah. Just like a little Dutch girl. You look fabulous.
Put the red circle around it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Here's the thing. There's going to be a lot more crazy. Like, in our industry, we're in a world where people are trying to shock each other. And they're trying to make this crazy stuff. And it's like, yeah, that was a dumb fucking idea move. But we're going to have to deal with so many other dumb fucks.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But it's also like, I don't know, dog. Write jokes. Do something.
It's hard.
Yeah, but it's like not impossible.
It's hard though.
It's not impossible.
I don't wanna.
I have the mindset.
Just let me put swastikas on my nipples.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. I want to put swastikas.
I just have the mindset of like, all right, if I see a nigga do something, I can do that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not like talking about like, all right, I can go to the NFL, but it's like, if I see a nigga catch a football, I can learn how to catch a football.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's honorable.
For real, like, that's how I feel about anything. So I was like, if I see somebody do something, or I saw you buy a house off of telling jokes and making comedy, I think I'm funny enough. I can, like, learn how to write a joke and then eventually buy a house.
Yeah. You know? I also just think it's very funny to be the guy that's like, I'm going to put swastikas on my nipples and then go out. Because let's say that it didn't piss everybody off. Let's say it worked and it was hilarious. You're kind of stuck doing that shit, aren't you? You're kind of like Bert.
Now you're the swastika guy.
You're the guy.
Take off your shirt now, dude. Yeah.
Bert's an interesting, I don't know. I'm not a fan of his stand-up. I like him in podcasts sometimes, but I don't know.
Bert?
Yeah.
I thought The Machine was a funny movie.
No, you liked the movie?
Well, it was cool.
I thought it was cool. I don't know. I wasn't like...
I did not like the movie. I thought it was bad.
Yeah.
I thought we would be able to make such a better movie.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, 100%. I thought it was, you know, I thought it was fine.
Well, I feel like Bert thinks he's like more famous than he actually is. Like, he's super famous, but it's like... I don't know, dog. You're not like that famous like that.
Well, Bert just loves himself. Yeah. He's like, nobody loves Bert like Bert does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that like y'all's Kanye?
Bert. If that is, then we're
Is Bert
fucked.
The white Kanye?
Who is the white Kanye?
Hitler.
Yeah, Bert Kreischer is the white Kanye West.
Does that make Tom Jay-Z and Christina Beyonce?
I feel like that would make Joe's Jay-Z.
Yeah, who? Joe's Jay-Z.
Joe?
Yeah, okay. Joe's Jay-Z. Joe's Jay-Z.
Yeah, Joe's Diddy, actually. Without like...
whoa.
But like, if you look at all the people under
Diddy. Hey, no Diddy. Hey, no Diddy.
Or you might be Dr. Dre, like... All the people that came under him.
It could be Dre. He could be
Dude,
Dre.
Do you know what would be really funny? To hear Cat Williams.
Shane Gillis is Eminem. Or Snoop Dogg.
To hear Cat Williams praise that comic that had the swastikas. Mm. He did swastikas on the nipple, baby. It was incredible. It was...
I know what the Indian symbol means.
Did you guys see the Cat Williams Joe Rogan interview?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's fucking lame.
I used to read about 2,000 books a year, baby.
Joe goes, is that just weed talk? And then they look up something and he proves them right. It's just like, does that sound like weed talk to you, Joe?
It's funny. Well, listen, guys, we're over an hour.
It's funny. Yeah, my bladder is about to explode again.
Yeah, why don't you bring us home?
Sweet home Alabama, ding 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 ding, eating all crackers and bananas, ding 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 ding. Man, Tommy Davidson has a banjo like bit, and I want to like do a banjo thing, but I feel like I'd be like copying Tommy Davidson. Yeah. I can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you just did it better than he did,
that's gonna be hard.
Yeah,
his is incredible.
Yeah, really?
Oh my god, bro, it's crazy. It's insane.
Does he play?
No, he does it while with mouse.
Yeah.
Like, it's nuts. But he's, like, jumping around and shit.
He's really good at that shit.
Yeah.
Like, just the vocal.
Yeah.
And imitation.
Have you ever watched any Tommy Davidson?
No, not really.
Bro. He has a
He's from Mad TV, right?
Short black guy? He was In Living Color.
In Living Color, okay.
Yeah. He has two 30-minute specials from, like, the late 80s, early 90s.
He's on the All-Star Comedy Jam that popped Kevin Hart off.
Okay.
And that set is crazy. Set is he does a lot of like his noises.
You get all that Jordan ass from.
Yeah.
Sabado Gigante. It's a fucking great ass set.
Telemundo. Yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's like an incredible 20 minutes, but. Tune out, Two Niggas in a Pod. Check out Tommy Davidson. Two Niggas in a Pod, greatest podcast in the motherfucking world. He's shot live here in the Creek in the Cave Studios, baby. This is Jordan McDonald, the wonderful motherfucking unicorn, out here swag surfing on Westheimer. We not even out got a Westheimer in Austin, Texas, but you don't know the motherfucking vibes.
I'm your other host, Daniel West, actually swag surfing. Check out my comedy special on Arrogant Menace. Probably be out by the time this episode's out. It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, check it out. Mad shows all the time. Follow me on Instagram at Jordan the Unicorn, JordanTheUnicorn, White Man Jimmy Clifford of the Year. Blah, 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 blah. Follow him at Jimmy Clifford.
Yep.
Yeah. And Arrogant Menace Comedy. Yeah, boom. I remember. And follow the TuneApp Show, TuneAPSHOW, and the Creek in the Cave Studio. Check out our podcast, plus a plethora of other comedy podcasts for your